Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. Today we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse number 51. We read, "The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet I have not declined from thy law." When you think back, and maybe this is what the psalmist was thinking many years ago, back in the courts of Pharaoh, there once came a shepherd from the desert. We, of course, know him as Moses. And he knew those courts well, of course, as he grew up there as a lad, and he had been reared up there many years ago. And though it's doubtful, the present Pharaoh even knew who he was. He saw that he was a shepherd. And, of course, Pharaoh on his throne had not the slightest interest in what a shepherd had to say. At this point, he probably looked at the shepherd guy with a lot of disfavor. Then came the fellow's, Moses' unbelievable demand, a message from some tribal deity, a deity of the Pharaoh's Hebrew slaves, no less. Some kind of god, he must have been thinking, that had allowed his disciples or those that were devoted to him to live in slavery. So Moses spoke forth and he said to him, "Let my people go." Can you almost hear the echoing in the chamber there? They're in the courts, and as he was saying that words, maybe they were all those who were gathered around the Pharaoh would must have thought that this is ridiculous. Can you imagine the whole royal court at that point rocking and rolling with laughter? Suddenly silence as the Pharaoh, with his wrath, he proudly mocked this really word from God to the Pharaoh through Moses when he says, "Let my people know." He says, "I know not the Lord," he said, "neither will I let this people go." But of course we know the story, but he did, didn't he? He says, "The proud have had me in greatly in derision," the psalmist said, "yet I have not declined from thy law." Moses might have said the same. We have another example. It's, of course, the other example that we look at is in the camp of Israel, that one day there came another shepherd. This guy was a young boy, and of course we know this is David. He showed up in camp in time to hear this amazing man, Goliath. He was a Philistine giant who roared out his challenge, and he blasphemed the God of Israel. He cried out and says, "Why doesn't somebody fight me?" And of course, David heard that. He was just a young lad. His older brothers were there, and they sneered at David, and he said, "Why don't you go home? What are you doing here?" But he insisted that he wanted to fight the giant. He wasn't afraid of him. And where I like to read the story a little bit to you, so it's such an amazing story that we have, and this is 1 Samuel chapter 17. He says, "Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose," this is David, "himself 5 smooth stones from the brook. He put them in the shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and he sling with his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. And to the Philistine came and began drawing near to David. And the man bore the shield, went before him. And when the Philistines looked about and saw David in disdain, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, 'Am I a dog that you should come to me with sticks?' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods," by the Philistine gods. "And the Philistine said to David, 'Come to me and I will give your flesh. I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the fields.' Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you've defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give you carcass of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save by sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into my hands. So it was, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David hurried, and notice, and he ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took one of the stone, and he slung it, and he struck the Philistine right in his forehead, and that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on the face of the earth. So David prevailed. And it's so beautiful that we could see how David prevailed over it. So we see, even as we saw how Moses might have been saying, he says, the proud had me greatly in derision, yet I have not declined from thy law. David, of course, was trusted in God's word. Our classic example is our great shepherd Jesus. When he arrived at the house of Jairus, whose daughter was dead. And of course, what did Jesus say? She's not dead, but sleepeth, he said. And as the Bible tells us, the scriptures tells us, those who are in the crowd, he says, they laughed at him to scorn. They did the same thing later. When he had hung on the cross on that beautiful day, which we call as Good Friday. It tells us not only prophesies in Psalm 22, but it tells us in the gospel where we read, the proud have me in greatly derision, yet I've turned from thy law. And it says, and he might said, O Lord, held steadfastly to God's law. Jesus might have even echoed these words that I've held fast to God's law, even as they mocked him, even as Psalm 22 was saying, even as they laughed at him. He stayed true to God's word as he went through that time, that valley of death, and he passed through the other side to eternity. As he rose from the dead 3 days later, we too were not going to shift from God's word. God is faithful. He's so faithful to his word and his promises that he made to us. God's law was the rule of the psalmist's life. No matter what people might say, no matter how people would come against them, may we purpose in our life, no matter what we might be facing, that we would set God's word as being that hope that we have even this day. And so until next time, may God richly bless you as we grow together in Jesus Christ. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.